A growing number of hunters in the Rochester area are shifting away from using lead bullets. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, both hunters and health researchers are increasingly realizing the danger those bullets pose to humans and wildlife.
Frank Femia runs Club Fun Store Guns and Ammo in Henrietta. He says the popular ammunition this season is copper bullets.
It's been hard finding them because everybody's been sold out of them and it's been hard to keep in stock.
Femia says he hears people say they don't want to be eating lead in their meat, and gun ranges are trying to get customers to use copper ammunition too.
The gun ranges, they're trying to get you to get away from lead because the cleanup cost for lead is just astronomical.
Katrina Smith Korfmacher teaches environmental medicine at the University of Rochester. She says until recently she hadn't realized how much of a risk lead bullets could pose to hunters.
When I sliced the data about the heavy metals registry for our region, trying to figure out where adults were getting exposed to lead, I was pretty surprised by these numbers.
Over 24 people in a 9-county region surrounding Monroe County had elevated blood lead levels from shooting guns, Korfmacher says. And those are just the people who went in for tests. There are environmental concerns around lead bullets, too. Korfmacher says scavengers that eat what hunters leave behind are prone to lead poisoning. Eagles are especially vulnerable. And the threat is long-term.
Lead doesn't ever degrade or go away. So when lead shot or bullets are used, anything that isn't taken out, say in a carcass, stays in the environment forever.
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.